The White House, as you've probably heard, has launched three reforms to the senior executive service. But the message President Barack Obama delivered to about 3,000 SESers at the Washington Hilton may actually have more long-term meaning than the reforms themselves. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, attended the president's speech, and he joins me now with some details and reaction. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So a big event in Washington. What was the president's message exactly to the SESers and all the senior leaders gathered there?
Well, I think one of the most important things is he showed up in front of these 3,000 or so SESers, senior managers, and others in the scientific technical occupations that kind of meet that senior manager role. The president may have come to announce these three SES reforms, but his message to those 3,000 people throughout the 20 minutes of his speech was very clear.
My message here is simple. Thank you. I'd like to come bearing raises and perks. But I can't. But what I can do is tell you how important you are, not just to me, but to the country. Many of you do what you do at extraordinary sacrifice. You could work at a lot of places. You made a decision at some point in your life to serve your country. Your country is stronger because you made that decision. You keep America running. Our airports, our embassies, our financial system. You take care of our troops and their families. You do it without fanfare. In fact, doing your job right often means nobody hears about you. They only report when something goes wrong. Or when there's a shutdown and suddenly somebody notices, oh, we need that and nobody's doing it. And in recent years, it's gotten more challenging for so many of you. You work under tough circumstances, whether it's sequestration, pay freeze, shutdown, and more importantly, a political climate where folks too often talk down government for cheap applause. So my main message is thank you.
Now, the day also included a speech by OPM Director Catherine Archuleta and a panel discussion on leadership featuring the Secretaries of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, Labor, Thomas Perez, and NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. In many respects, though, the President's thank you was very much a long time coming. Carol Bonacero is the President of the Senior Executives Association. She says she's pleased Obama finally spoke to SESers, but she wasn't sure why it took so long.
Well, it's been a mystery to me. A friend of mine at Harvard at the Kennedy School always calls it a strategic omission. I mean, I wish he had done it earlier. It certainly would have helped over the bumps we've been through over the past few years. But with the ones we expect ahead, better now than never.
Now, of course, Ms. Bonacero is referring to the fact that the Senate now is starting in January, going to be run by the Republicans, and the House is run by Republicans. So I think that's what she's referring to in terms of the bumps ahead. Now, part of the president's thank you was highlighting specific work by senior executives. Let me just go over a few of them that he highlighted, because I think they're definitely worth mentioning, Tom. The first one was he mentioned Gary Penner and the State Department's Medical Services team. Now, that team transported American aid workers with Ebola to the United States for treatment from West Africa. Penner says he also traveled to American embassies in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to brief government personnel in the region for what steps they can take to stay safe. Another example was Kevin Tucharsky. He helped get stockpiles of chemical weapons out of Syria onto a ship so they could be taken away and destroyed. Obama pointed him out and says, listen, most people have never heard of Kevin's team at the Transportation Department. And then he goes, that's what happens when you do your job well.
All right, so let's talk about those SES reforms the White House is now pursuing. I guess there were three of them, correct?
Correct, three major initiatives. The first is a White House advisory group on senior executive service reform.
And it's going to include leaders from large and small agencies as well as rising leaders. We want to hear from them, too. And we also want to make sure you're hearing from your employees. Every year they give feedback through the Federal Employee Survey, but too few of you see it. So starting today, all of you are going to have access to a website where we've assembled that feedback in a way that's clear and easy to read. It's called unlocktalent.gov. It's worth checking out. One of the things that we know in the private sector about continuous improvement is you've got to have the folks right there on the front lines able to make suggestions and know that they're heard. Not simply be rewarded for doing an outstanding job, but to see their ideas implemented in ways that really make a difference. Because most of the time people get involved in government because they want to make a difference. And there's no greater satisfaction than when you see something that you identified as a better way of doing things implemented.
Now, in a blog post that also came out yesterday from Beth Colbert, the Deputy Director for Management at OMB, and Kathleen Archuleta, the OPM Director, they wrote that this group will play a key role in improving the way the government hires, develops, and retains senior leaders. The group also will identify measures to hold senior leaders accountable and the best way to improve management practices across the SES. Now, SEA's Bonacero said the advisor group actually will provide what she calls gut checks for the White House and the program more broadly. A second reform is the White House Leadership Development Program for future senior executive career people. Obama says this one is about helping agencies recruit the next generation of leaders.
Talented civil servants are going to have a chance to rotate through different agencies on high priority assignments, and then they'll bring back their new expertise to their home agency. We want great ideas to have the chance to spread. We want people to get new experiences that re-energize them, reinvigorate them. We want those ideas to cross-pollinate across agencies. We want the next generation of leaders to have the experience of solving problems and building relationships across the government. Because one thing that we have to acknowledge is that our government often statutorily was organized for the needs of the 1930s or 40s or 60s, and too often we get stovepiped at a time when we need people with different skill sets and different agencies to be working together.
Now, Colbert and Archuleta write that this first group of developmental executives will begin the rotation in 2015. Real quick, Tom, a third new initiative is a customer service award that will recognize specific people or specific offices who interact with citizens or improve dramatically how they serve their customers. The end goal here is not only to recognize feds, which is obviously very important, but also identify these practices, which then can be shared, replicated across the government.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, who attended the president's announcements and speech yesterday, and it was at the Hilton, correct?
It was at the Hilton, right there, the only place that can probably hold 3,000 people easily.
Yeah, I was guessing it would have been out at the Gaylord, but I guess they can pack them in there as long as there's no tables and service going on. So the question, I guess, now, Jason, is what is the reaction you're hearing, and what are we hearing? Did it take? Did the president's speech, as Lincoln would have put it, did that plow scour?
Did that plow scour? I think it scoured well. Now, when I walked out of the crowd, I bumped into a bunch of different people I knew, people that, you know, come on your show, sources of ours. So I talked to them, you know, a little, if you will, off the record on background, and you know, I had a very positive reaction that I got received from them. Four or five different people were walking out, said, you know, I thought that was a very good speech. It was a long time coming, and I think also it was well received. Now, I also spoke with representatives from SEA, the Federal Managers Association, and actually a former SES and political appointee, Danny Werfel. The one common refrain from everyone seemed to be the emotion the president spoke with and the emotion in the room. I mean, listen, the crowd interrupted Obama at least five times over his 20-minute speech. So, they seemed to enjoy what he was saying. I caught up with Patricia Niehaus, the president of FMA, and she says the rotational assignment initiative really does hold a lot of promise.
The opportunities that would present to lower-level managers to grow into the SES would just be invaluable. I mean, it's a career path that sometimes tops out for managers because they don't have that breadth of experience. But I think to be able to give our managers that is just an invaluable tool. I think it'll be great if they get it in place and get it working.
Now, SEA's Bonacero says a key piece to this mobility initiative is the fact that it's going to be done on a detail. She says many agencies would like to do this type of sharing, but they don't have the resources to do it on their own, so the detail makes things, I think, a little bit easier. She says she hopes that these initiatives, not just the mobility one, but all of them really inspire the SES and the non-SES managers alike. And I also caught up with Danny Werfel, a former SESer, political appointee at OMB, where he was controller, as well as the acting commissioner of the IRS. And he also recently co-authored a report on the changes needed to reinvigorate the SES. Werfel says that even though there's only 2 years left in this administration, these initiatives are not short-term projects.
These things transcend administrations. You know, that's the whole purpose. I mean, the folks that are gathered in this room, the SES that are sitting there, and I think the president made this point when he talked about NASA and going to Mars. I mean, this stuff is going to happen when he's gone. And the types of things that he's putting in place, whether it's new opportunities for employees to rotate into new positions, new awards to recognize customer service, these things, whether they're in the exact same incarnation in future administrations, they set a foundation. And I would expect things like that would be repeated and built upon in future administrations.
Now, Werfel left government in March to join Boston Consulting Group as a director in its public sector practice. He says the president's thank you speech has in many ways further validated the work the SES and other senior managers do every day. And it was an important message, not just for the people in government, but really for the people out of government to really understand the role the government plays in their lives. Werfel says while the White House's support for the SES has mostly been behind the scenes over the last 4, 5, 6 years, he says the speech really did encapsulate a lot of what they have been talking about, and it was very important, he says, to bring this to a public event and really share his feelings and shows that he has their back. Though, you know, a lot of people will criticize and say, well, what took so long? They should have been done this, you know, 5, 6 years ago. But at the same time, I think as Carol Bonacero said, better late than never.
And I guess it's also fair to say that the Office of Management and Budget itself has pretty good experience on detailing people, as we mentioned earlier, because don't a lot of people get detailed temporarily there every year to review budget submissions?
Oh, they not only review budget submissions, but they work there. OMB always has depended on details to get work done. So, yeah, I think the detail program could get set up fairly quickly and really get pushed through the system to make sure it can work, you know, 3, 4, 5 months from now.
All right. Sounds like an interesting event. Glad you could be there and bring it to us. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.